Okay, good morning, everybody. So we're actually going to divide the presentation of Perakin Aleph Halacha Ches into two parts. We'll do the Rambam and the Raiva today, and then we'll get into the different approaches of the Migdalos and the Kesef Mishnah, the Lecha Mishnah, God willing, tomorrow, because there's a lot of material. So the Rambam, who again just is coming off a Machlokas with the Raiva previously about the status of Dinei Mamonos, whether it's like Tumah Vitara or more like Dinei Nefashos, and apparently the Rambam, you know, some felt it was just a Girsa issue. I tried to make the argument that it's a more fundamental issue about the Rambam's Psak Halacha, that just like Tumah Vitara is Alpi Dayan Echad, or Hora'a, I don't even need to call him a Dayan in this case, so the same should be true when it comes to Dinei Mamonos as well, but Tzedek Tishbod Amisecha, so the Rambam felt that, you know, it's fundamentally distinct, the Inyan Avu Ben, Rav Talmid, than Dinei Nefashos, which is the point that we noted that Lecha Mishnah actually makes explicitly. So the Rambam says, Zeshanu Monin Ha'avim Ben, Ben Be'echad Ben Mishnayim, Kigon Shaya Echad Mehen B'Sanhedrin, Vashini Haya Min HaTalmidim Shamar, Yeshi Lamid Zechos O'chova, Shomin Dvara V'Nosin Imo V'Nimnin Imo. So the Rambam highlights two different stages, right? The Masa U'Matan, as well as the Minyan at the end, when they're Nimnu V'Gamra, when they're actually being counted in terms of the votes. So the Rambam says that both of those stages, they could count as two different personalities if we're talking about, again, you know, those areas, right? We saw previously the distinction between Dinei Nefashos and Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibr Shana, etc., versus Dinei Mamonos and Tumah and Tahara. So the Rambam says, all-inclusive, Zeshanu Monim HaBeben, Ben Be'achad, Ben B'Shnayim, depending on what the case is. So the Rambam feels that applies to two stages, right? That's both in terms of the Masa Umatan and the Minyan. The reason I'm emphasizing this is that this set the Ravid, apoplectic. Amar Avram Chayi Roshi, and he wrote, Lotam Lorech B'dvar Meili. I can't believe beside myself here. Kila Masa Umatan, my Minyan Ika, right? What are you talking about? That there's some Minyan B'shas Masa Umatan. B'shas Gemar Din, Azwa Minyan. So that's point number one. V'akush Shehuk Shalo in a Klum, Lufi Agirsa Shalanu, to be Dinei Mamonos Nami and Monin Lamela Echad, right, as the Ravid Lashitaso holds that, right, that Dinei Mamonos is like Dinei Nefashos in that way. Vekevan Dinei Ola Min Achash Banarei Kamisha Amar Ha'echad Lamechzi Asisi Sheno Posel Be'edus V'chein Bedin Ve'av Wanishar Ve'aben Holichlo Kedishal Yitadam Behem Lomar Shiyu Shnei Min Aminyan V'hachi Yisa B'tosefta, the son can abscond, the same thing with the Talmud, presumably. So the Ravid says, number one, what is the Rambam talking about? As if there's some, you know, minyan b'shas masa umatan. So again, the Migdalos will try to defend the point frontally, which we'll get into tomorrow. And he says also, l'shitasi, since I maintain that there's no distinction between Mamonos and the Fashos, you know, in this regard, they're considered to be one. So then, you know, when it comes to brass tacks, when the rubber hits the road, so av hua nishar v'aben holichlo kedei shelo yita adam behem lomar shiyu shnei min aminyan. And he says, I'm supported by the Tosefta in this. So, and the Ravid is, like he says, chai rosh. I don't know, what is the Rambam talking about? You know, when he talks about avu beno, rav talmido, counting as potentially two, right, bishas minyan, you know, when there's a discussion going on, masa umatan. So he finds that to be like a very, very strange perspective. But we'll get into what the Rambam source is. And again, the Migdalos is going to opt for a very frontal defense and not just, you know, sort of fall back on, you know, issues of Girsos. So we'll get in, God willing, tomorrow to the Kesef Mishnah, Lecha Mishnah, and the Migdalos in response to the Hasagas HaRaifet.